Right, tell me who you are.
Hi, Brian. My name is Lauren Curry, and I'm from an organisation called Snook. We are based in Glasgow, and we are a social innovation outfit that use design to solve social problems.
Right, you've been involved in things like My Police, haven't you?
Yes, My Police is our biggest project. Myself and my business partner, Sarah Drummond, we are working to build an online feedback tool that enables the public and the police to have a conversation in a very neutral and independent space. So the reason I'm here tonight is because I was at Surrey Police demonstrating our software and I heard this event was on, so that's why I'm here.
So you blagged your way in?
I did, to a certain extent. My colleague and good friend Cassie Robinson was coming along with her business partner, who unfortunately couldn't make it, so I stole her ticket.
Right, and this is the first time you've heard about this project in this detail?
Yeah, I completely had no background information. All I found out was really what was presented tonight.
Right, you know quite a lot about volunteering and the processes behind that, some of the social change that you can see from volunteering. So to that extent, you've kind of got an expert approach to this, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's a nice word to use, but we work closely
with... We've got previous, shall we say.
Yeah, we work closely with an NHS body up in Scotland that's all about focusing on how to deliver services for people with long-term conditions, and one of the big insights that we found is that people have got a lot of time in their hands and people have got a lot of talents and skills to give, and a huge part of the outcome of that has been time banking and looking into how and why that works. So that's been a really exciting parallel tonight.
So you buy the idea that ordinary people, like, not like you because you're doing extraordinary things already anyway, but ordinary people like me will spend a few minutes doing something, and that the impact of that, once you aggregate it up over a lot of people, can have a big positive impact.
I do. I fundamentally believe it, but I think we're still a long way away from that.
Right. And the reason... What did you think about, before we get onto that, just a straight question, what did you think about what you've heard tonight? I came in pretty cold to it. I found out I was asked to do this sort of last week, and, you know, so I've come in pretty cold to it, not knowing much about it, frankly. What do you think about what you heard tonight?
I think fundamentally my reaction was positive. The underlying messages that really shouted out at me were the things like empowering citizens and using something so small and so simple, really, to make a shift in behaviour that could actually change society. Now, that to me is really exciting, but that is also something that only through doing we will believe it has to actually happen and work. And I mean, the stats that the guys showed on the screen this evening would suggest that that is going to happen. But I do think...
And he said, I spoke to Stephen Day afterwards, and you would have heard that interview, but he said that we used to think it would be surprising for people to text the whole time, yet we all spend all our time texting. Everybody texts.
I mean, there's so many parallels. I was the exact same with Twitter. Not convinced. I was never going to get a Twitter.
Yeah, tweeting away like a maniac.
Now I'm a tweet addict. So it's because the software is so well designed, the service is so well thought out, that you just do it and it becomes a habit, it becomes part of your daily life. And if we can make volunteering have that same level of influence on somebody's daily life, and it's like the lady Helen said, like, if everybody gave up 1 minute, think of how massive that could be.
And okay, having accepted the premise that it might be possible for this to work, what do you think some of the challenges are that they're going to have to address with this approach they're taking? It seems to me to be genuinely open. You know, you look in their eyes, you ask them the questions about how open is it. What do you think they're going to have to deal with to make it work? What do you see some of the hurdles?
I think really what they're trying to do is make a behaviour change happen, which is a really difficult thing to achieve. Yeah. And I mean, we're both here and we're excited about this event and we work in this space, but would I actually go and do volunteering every day? Maybe not. And I don't... There's so much psychology and deep intrinsic stuff behind why people volunteer, when they do it and how they do it, and what that means. And a huge part of what I get really excited about is making citizens really excited and empowered to be from their own country and really want to contribute and really want to be a part of things. But I don't get that sense in Britain.
Right. So you think there might be some cultural problems for the UK in trying to do this?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's interesting. What do you think about a big corporate doing this? I mean, they're...
It's a very good question. I think there are positives and negatives. The positives are that brand is going to push this idea leagues above where it could have gone without that brand. There's obviously resources, networks, lots of connotations, positive stuff going on around what Orange is and what it stands for. On the negative side, I would say that might influence how people perceive the idea. And that's something that the challenge we're faced with at My Police every day. If people think for one second that we are the police or we are a council or we are the government, they will not interact with us.
Yeah.
Now, if people think that Orange are doing this to make money or Orange are doing this to sell more phones, they won't buy it.
I mean, they say they're not doing it to make money.
How will we know? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I see what you mean. I think, talking to the people here tonight, I think Orange does have a kind of corporate track record of the people who work for Orange, inside Orange, doing volunteering, and I wonder whether that might kind of help.
That's interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that's genuine from the people I've talked to.
I mean, they did impress me with their job titles, I would say that. So you've got Head of Respect and Responsibility and an Innovation Scout. Now that's cool.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I like that. But.
And you think it's worth having a go at this?
Yeah, why not?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.